first sensations may be felt instantly after having smoked some grass, or an hour after having eaten it. Usually, you creep slowly into a stone condition, inch by inch, sliding upward, but if you deepen it, the effects may come upon you suddenly and strike you full force in the mid.
Word.
Hey, did you hear they've got more than a million names on the terrorist watch list?
A million names?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
How are we going to fight a million terrorists?
Don't worry, a lot of people on the terrorist watch list aren't even terrorists.
Oh, that's good. Why are they on the list?
You know, it's stuff like human error, data entry kerfuffles, that kind of stuff.
America loves a list.
You know, if I was a hardcore terrorist who was killing people like crazy and blowing shit up trying to get on that list, I'd probably resent the folks who got on the list just because some
guys on Homeland Security made a data entry.
Honestly, I think I would take umbrage.
Yeah, you would take umbrage.
I would take umbrage. I mean, look, it's like I'm a straight-up terrorist. I'm a madman with a scraggly-ass beard and blood on my hand.
I'm hurt.
Villain, the bald-headed doom. This villain rose to incredible new heights of money-making, revenge, and extortion. Such was the magnitude of a typical villain.
This is no answer.
Did you hear they've got more than entry here? Honestly, I think I would take umbrage.
Yeah, you would take umbrage.
I would take umbrage. I mean, look, it's like I'm a straight-up terrorist. I'm a madman with a scraggly-ass beard and blood on my hands.
Ivern, don't stick me on the same list as some mild-mannered podiatrist
from Sioux Falls who's only on it because he's got too many hyphens in his name. Put me on a better list.
A better list?
Yeah, that list should be for terrorists with sterling transcripts.
You want tougher admission standards, huh?
I'm saying get me on the list and quit fucking around with this bullshit.
It's the whole PC mentality. Who do I
have to kill to get on the real list?
I think you're probably on that list now.
No. Look, I'm just saying if I was a terrorist, that's how I'd feel.
And I'm saying you're on the list now.
What?
You're on the phone right now, saying, I'm a terrorist.
Fuck me, goddammit. To all the real terrorists out there, I say I'm sorry for getting all up in your list. I don't want to be here any
more than you want me to, so, you know.
Please don't kill me or my family.
.5 WCOMLP, Chapel Hill. I'm Furious George. I do this every Thursday, and I usually get started by saying that this show may be offensive to you out there. So just in case you didn't happen to hear that in the future, in the back there, in the past, when you heard those offensive things, I'm sorry. But not really, because you're probably a terrorist. For all the other folks out there who care about WCOM, micropowered community-based radio, I know you're out there, because you've got all kinds of listeners online and over the airwaves. I do this every Thursday because it helps relieve stress, and Furious George has got so much to be furious about in the news these days, maybe less so than we might have been in the last 8 years, but there's plenty still out there. And I also like to have fun with some crazy non-terrorist themes, so we might get into some wacky beats of the weird kind or another. In the meantime, look, I'm sitting down here at Carborough. This is micro-community-based radio. All around me are folks listening over the airwaves and listening online to something that for many, many folks, across the country is still somewhat difficult to do. That is community-based radio. We're lucky enough to have it here in downtown Carborough, Chapel Hill. I listen to it all the way down in Chatham County, where I can hear it up on top of Booth Hill. But more importantly, if you are listening and you care about community-based radio and you like the show, if you've heard other shows, we need your help. And all community-based, micro-powered pirate radio stations across the country, from the East Coast to the Left Coast, need support from listeners. So, do what you can. If you're doing that by listening, and that's what you do, we really, we need that. And if you can do that, keep doing it. And if you can do other things like, sending in some support through volunteer hours or telling your friends about the station or kicking in some cash, whatever it takes to make you feel like you've given during this spirited season. The kind of antithetical Black Monday or Saturday, Friday weekend thing. All right, let's get back into some more music. This is in the background, Flying Lotus. It just happens to be like my favorite album of the year, so I play it every time. And I hope you guys like it as much as I do. And the funny stuff that we started off on was called the Get Your War On, the watch list. You can find them out online. And I've got some other funky, weird stuff I'm going to be playing just because I have virtually no reason to not to. I'm Furious George. It's 12 past 10, little bit. And you can check it out online, furiousg.blogspot.com or www.communityradio.coop. Or call me. Why not? 929-9601. Or email furiousg@unc.edu. I'll check you all relatively soon. Thanks for listening to micro-powered community-based radio. I'm furious. Furious! I'm furious! We'll be right back.
just got your message.
Don't even worry about it. It's no problem at all.
No, no, really. Thank you. I really appreciate it more than I can even say.
Well, you're welcome, but I really just thank my wife.
They said this nation took a giant step backwards on Election Day.
Hey, who?
Obama's toxic message of racial division meant America's wounds would never heal.
Who said that?
I just got a voicemail message
from my best friend, who is black. That would be you.
You don't have
inviting
to.
Inviting me to Thanksgiving dinner.
Can you believe it?
You don't
need to say I'm your best friend.
That should be Obama's acceptance speech. He should just play your message inviting me to dinner.
Inviting me to break bread
with your family. Hey, racists, guess what? Go suck a fucking dick for Thanksgiving.
You want to know why? Because I will never celebrate
Thanksgiving with the Grand Wizard. I don't care how juicy his butterball is.
And by butterball, I am not referring to his single greasy racist testicles.
I'm referring to his cheap-ass frozen turkey.
Okay.
You don't need to say I'm your best friend.
You're my best friend who's black. Nathan's my best friend who's Asian. Oscar's my best friend who's miscellaneous. Tony's my best friend who's white. He's my best friend overall, too, by
the way. Had it all figured out, huh?
That's why God made Microsoft Excel. So, what should I bring to the great feast of St. Thanksgiving's Day?
Nah, it's cool. Bring yourself. That's all we really need. All
right.
Shit, I almost forgot, man. Listen to this. I'm telling you. My father-in-law will be there, okay?
Oh, hey.
Not talk politics with him. He finds out you voted for McCain.
Please, I voted for Palin.
He'll stab you with a turkey baster.
That's okay. I've been stabbed with a turkey baster before.
What?
I used to live in Alaska, remember? Hello? It's boring up there. What a... Are we not going to play human turkey? Come on, man.
Concerned then, and you always have been concerned about certain aspects of your party. Do you think it's moving in the right direction?
We don't know yet. I don't know yet. I think that in the latter months of the campaign, the party moves further to the right. Governor Palin, to some extent, pushed the party more to the right.
We're the best, okay?
Where else could this have happened?
America is the greatest nation on earth. Every other country is racist.
I guess you're all into Obama.
Hold up. I've been...
a whole new world.
Hello.
Most of these passengers are for a second.
You know, light. Especially friend number three, I guess.
Greatest nation on earth.
Every other country
gets you all into Obama now, huh?
Hold up. I've been pro-Obama from the get-go.
A little something called an early adopter.
Facebook friend number three, I bet.
Yeah, really interesting, because I remember you telling me he was a socialist.
No, I said he was sociable.
Oh.
You know, polite.
Especially for a black.
Easy.
Blabbermouth.
I'm going to say a black guy, blabbermouth. This is what he is. He's always talking about all his great ideas for change that I totally support.
You supported them from day one.
Yep.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Never mind the 11 voicemail messages you left me about Obama palling around with terrorists.
What?
And William Ayers.
Ayers?
Yeah.
You got to get your phone checked, buddy. I said Obama was a breath of fresh airs. Many fresh airs.
Right.
Breezes.
How could I have been so silly? I missed that.
Hang on.
September 20th, message one.
Dude, I just got an email from my great aunt Martha. Obama doesn't salute the flag. He throws rocks at bald eagles and he eats the wrong kind of lettuce. He's not a patriot.
Off spike to your surprise, turn a new point light to a joint right before your eyes. Tell a page out the good book, hear it how you want it.
I'm having good folks, bloody.
Yes, I'm a kind of stupid from the station.
Anyway,
bloody.
Amazing.
Get off.
Hey, I'm thinking about killing your lunch. You want to go?
Strange, man. So that sounds an awful lot like you.
That wasn't me.
That was my World of Warcraft avatar, Zornax the Sword Whisperer.
Oh, okay, Joe Lieberman.
Joe Lieberman, hello, my name is...
No, no, no. You're acting like Joe Lieberman, okay? Punking out now that Obama won.
Oh, did Obama win?
Hey, that's great. I didn't even know. Look, please just make sure I don't get sent to the camps, okay?
But don't pick with speed, the trees with seeds. Quasimodo crew.
I just tried to tell you.
The most blooded on the map.
The one astro black in the alley with a hood rat. When you try to react,
even your pops got smacked.
Even your mom's got cracked.
Meanwhile,
while my bow got packed.
You drop X, you can have the sex.
Most of us don't live in small towns. And I was raised in the South Bronx, and there's nothing wrong with my value system from the South.
America's most blooded.
Bronx.
I don't think none of them
were. And when they came to Virginia and said, you know, the southern part of Virginia is good, but the northern part of Virginia is bad. The only problem with that is there are more votes in the northern part of Virginia than there are in the southern part of Virginia. So that doesn't work. But.
Creativity. It's a known fact that grass increases creativity from 8 to 11 times.
It was an attempt on the part of the party to use polarization.
So remember...
M-A-R-I-J-U? A-J-U-A-N-A. Marijuana. Marijuana.
Island of Awesome!
Marketing schemes and pretty packages pushing dreams to the fiends. A dope MC is a dope MC.
gun generous. Hyper type of flashback. I publish like ASCAP lyrics for hand clap. No pass rapping, you tracking, talent lacking. MC's more worried about their financial backing. Steady packing the gap as if something's gonna happen, but it doesn't. They wind up shooting their cousin. They bugging. I appear everywhere and nowhere at once. I know my style is bumping, even though some people front. It's the god of rap, you heard of it. The one that rhymes toward the sky, giving airplanes mad turbulence. And rap tournaments, I reign permanent. Don't you think by now the number one spot, I'm not concerned with it. The course of rap, I'm turning it back to that good old-fashioned way of getting cash money by earning it. No bogus, hocus pocus, I bring back the focus. Skills, if you notice, my position is bonus. Now quote this, MCs are just hopeless. Think your record sales make dope.
For the other channels.
There's nothing on them helpful.
They are all disappeared.
This is chaos.
Technical difficulties, but we're just rolling through it.
No brain, but the clever nerd, the best MC with no chain you ever heard. Take it from the Tech Nine holder. They bit and don't know they own shine from Shinola. Everything that glitter ain't fish scale. Let me think, don't let a faint get Ishmael. A shot of Jack out of back, it's not an axe stack. Forgot about the cack-a-lack, holla back. Clack, clack, blocker, villainy. Feel him in your heart, chocker, chart topper. Start shit, stopper, be a smarter shopper. Shot a cop, they around the way, about to stay. But who to know, it's true motor, wonder where the shooter go. About to jet, get him, not a bet, dead him. Let him spit venom, set him, got a lot of shit with him. Let the rhythm hit him, it's stronger than the other voice. We makes the joints, to make him spread him. Butter moist, man. Please, states made of panties. From the age of baby reaches on to the grannies. Bandy, the dough rake, daddy. The flow make her fatty shape. Patty cake, for faith. If you wasn't either baker, man, he'd take her for her masters. Hit it once and shake her hand on some old thank you, ma'am, and ghost her. She could mind the toaster if she signed the poster. I heard a host of roller coaster riders.
Black eyes from across the room. Down my drink while the rhythms boom. Take your hand and skip the names. No need here for the silly games. Make our way through the smoking crowd. The club is the sky and I'm on your cloud. Moving close as the laces fly. Our bodies touch and the angels cry. Leave this place, go back to yours. Our lips first touch outside your doors. The whole night what we've got in store. Whisper in my ear that you want some more. And I jizz in my pants. This really never happens, you can take my word. I won't apologize, that's just absurd. Mainly your fault for the way that you're dancing. Now I jizz in my pants. Don't tell your friends or I'll say you're a slut. This is your fault, you were rubbing my butt. I'm very sensitive, someone said it's a plus.
You just press a button and things happen.
Now I'll go home and change. Do things alone now, mostly. Left me heartbroken, not looking for love. Surprise in my eyes when I looked above the checkout counter and I saw her face. My heart stood still, so did time and space. Never felt that I could feel real again, but the look in her eyes said I need a friend. She turned to me, that's when she said it. Looked me dead in the face, asked cash or credit. And I jizzed in my pants. It's perfectly normal, nothing wrong with me. But we're going to need a cleanup on aisle 3. And now I'm posed in an awkward stance, because I jizzed in my pants. To be fair, you were flirting a lot. The way you bag cans got me bothered enough. Please stop acting like you're not impressed. One more thing, I'm gonna pay by check. Last week, I saw a film. As I recall, it was a horror film. Walked outside into the rain. Checked my phone and saw you rang. And I jizzed in my pants. Speeding down the street when the red lights flash. Coming in the rain, look at dash. A song comes on that reminds me of you. And I jizzed in my pants. Next day, my alarm goes off. And I jizzed in my pants.
Thank you.
today is the shadow of today. The darkness of the past is yesterday, and the light of the past is yesterday. The days of yesterday are all numbered and some. And the word once, because once upon a time there was a yesterday. Yesterday belongs to the dead, because the dead belongs to the past. The past is yesterday. Today is afraid of tomorrow, but for me, only from a better and happier point of view. My point of view was the thought of a better and try reality. Yesterday is eternity. The eternity of yesterday is dead. Yesterday is as one. The eternity of one is the eternity of the past. The past is once upon a time. Once upon a time is past. The past is yesterday.
The music is different here. The vibrations are different. Not like Planet Ray. Planet Ray's sound of guns.
The light of the past is the light which was. The wisdom of the past is the light of the past. The light of the future was the light which is to be. The wisdom of the future was the light of the future, see. Yesterday belongs to the dead. Tomorrow belongs to the living. The past is certified as a finished product. Anything which is ended is finished. That which is perfect is finished. The perfect man is no exception to the rule. The perfect man of the past is made according to the rule of the past. The rule of the past is a law of injustice and hypocrisy. The revelation of the meaning of the law is revealed through the law itself. The wisdom of the past is the light of the past. The light which is to be. The wisdom of the future. The light of the future casts the shadows of tomorrow.
The music is different here.
Sun Ra.
Lord Quad.
Man, yeah.
Upon the different stars. That would be where the altar destiny comes in. Equation-wise, the first thing to do is to consider time as officially in.
Yeah. Very happy about that, because the country is in a mess. We're broke, and tell you, nobody knows it. No, I'm sorry, nobody knows more about being broke than black people.
Really?
So that's why it's good we got Obama coming in here, because black people know how to pitch a penny. You
really?
Know?
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He'll get the budget straight. You know, he'll work it out. He like when you were broke, you remember shopping with your mother. You trying to stick stuff in the shopping cart, all the expensive cereal. She's like, get that out of there. I'm not paying for that. That's how Obama would be.
Yeah.
Like, he's looking at the, hey, who put this monument in my budget?
Right.
We ain't found no damn monuments. Get this out of here. So we're going to straighten it out.
Now, he and Michelle, they seem like a great couple.
They, you know, I'm so excited that now we are going to have some action in the White House.
Really?
Between the president and the first lady. Because you see, they're into each other, which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be some booty slapping and ear pulling.
Wow.
Because he got those big ears.
Really? Oh, I see that.
You think got a first lady with a nice ass.
That's the international symbol for
Put your hand over your heart.
Wow. You're like Dr. Ruth. Yeah. Now, I heard you want to honor President Bush. What's that all about?
Well, I just think that President Bush, if it wasn't a President Bush, there wouldn't be a Barack Obama. President Bush has done more for black people than anybody else. in the history of this country.
Yeah.
I mean, for real, I want to change February from Black History Month to George W. Bush Month.
Really?
Get this man a Source Awards. Let him host her at the Apollo. He deserves it. If he wasn't such a screw up, this never would have happened.
I could smell the wonderful smell of those pancakes. And I was
Black History Month to George W. Bush Month.
Really?
Get this man a Source Awards. Let him post her at the Apollo. He deserves it. If he wasn't such a screw up, this never would have happened.
We'll be right back. tell everybody in your neighborhood that my songs are worth a time.
I tell everybody in my neighborhood.
Say, would you like to hear an original song for me?
Hey, man, what's up?
Oh, hey, congratulations.
Thank you.
Obama.
Hell yeah, Obama, that's right.
Yeah, hooray for your people.
Yes.
We all thank you. What's going on, man? What's wrong?
I don't know. I feel weird. I feel nervous.
Well, listen, man, all right? I got to tell you something, okay?
What?
We just had a conference call
for Obama supporters. And, well, when he gets into office, there are going to be some changes. You have a gun, right?
My hand's on 22, yeah.
You know, well, someone from the campaign's gonna come by and take it for the Give All the White People's Guns to the Black People program.
God damn it.
Also, listen, if you have any
American flags, you need to hide them, okay? There's gonna be a new flag.
No, not my flag.
Yeah.
starting to lose control of their country.
Be a new flag.
No, not my flag. Yeah.
America's new flag is just a white flag. There's a picture of a burning American flag on it.
And people said I was crazy.
Oh, how old is your daughter again?
Oh, God, why?
What do you think Obama meant when he talked about young people doing community service, man? He's building the world's biggest harem. Dude, he's Muslim. That's how we do.
We? You're Muslim?
All black people are Muslim, man. We just weren't allowed to say that shit before the election.
I knew it.
You're going to have to start wearing tzatziki. You know what a tzatziki is?
Some kind of special mustache.
Whatever scares you the most, yeah.
Why didn't you tell me any of this before the election?
I feel for you, okay? I want to tell you. I understand. I mean, the pain you're going through, I get it. And your life is about to get really, really horrible. And you know why?
Because Barack Obama wasn't elected.
All missions are being executed according to plan. Without warning or provocation, Americans are being swept up in international debt. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens who are being bombed. It has everything to do with things and evil, and murder and prisoners. America's strong.
If I vibrate hard enough, I can break those circuits. Here goes. Concentrating all his energy.
I'd like to return to the classics. Perhaps the most famous classic in all the world of music.
Supporters, then, well, when he gets into office, there are going to be some changes.
Okay.
You have a gun, right?
My dad's old 22, yeah.
Well, someone from the campaign's going to come by and take it for the Give All the White People's Guns to the Black People program.
God damn it.
Also, listen, if you have any
American flags, you need to hide them, okay? There's going to be a new flag.
No, not my flag.
Yeah. It's America's new flag. It's just a white flag, but there's a picture of a burning American flag on it.
The pledge to resist.
Giving them a fresh start on this blank slate, positions that imprint a new, healthy personality.
Remaking people, shocking them into obedience. This is a story about that powerful idea. In the 1950s, it caught the attention of the CIA. The agency funded a series of experiments.
I like this. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dolls, if this is square, whatever your case may be, you know what I'm talking about.
Let's not forget where we came from.
It's a fundamental hypothesis of this handbook.
Let's learn
that these techniques are invisible.
And respect each other.
People said I was crazy.
Oh, how old is your daughter again?
Oh, God, why?
What do you think Obama meant when he talked about young people doing community service, man? He's building the world's biggest harem. Dude, he's Muslim. That's how we do.
We? You're Muslim?
All black people are Muslim, man. You just weren't allowed to say that shit before the election.
I knew it!
You're gonna have to start wearing tzatziki.
No!
You know what a tzatziki is?
Some kind of special mustache.
Whatever scares you the most, yeah.
Why did you tell me any of this before the election?
I feel for you, okay? I want to tell you. I understand. The pain you're going through, I get it. And your life is about to get really, really horrible. And you know why?
Because
a natural disaster, a terrorist attack, puts us all into a state of shock. And in the aftermath, like the prisoner in the interrogation chamber, we too become childlike. We're inclined to follow leaders.
Forward and backward, never.
First class. First class.
To do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future.
Enemies can either be emboldened or be weakened. So we have to ensnare them to the point where they rebecave themselves.
WCOM radio, LPFM, low power FM, micro powered, community based, non commercial public radio. I'm furious. Furious George. I'm furious, George.
Disimagine the very thinkment of Miss Unsuccessiveness. That is what we have to do.
So, there in the background, some crazy old clips from the Jon Stewart Daily Show. And LP in the back.
You're not even allowed
other music from the Anticon label and other stuff that we play here on the Furious George Show, as well as local stuff that we've broadcast. The X-Monkeys, I just played there a couple songs earlier. Check them out online. I also have to give credit to Madlib. I play so much of their stuff, of his stuff. He's really about 18 different people in one. For those opposed to the war, and 2008 was a good year for him. He also came out with two cool new albums, Dill Withers and Dill Cosby, tributes to we all know who, Jay Dilla. So if you know anything about that, check it out online. So let me cue this up here. This is going out to Dr. DJ P.
Criticizing the war in Yiddish could work.
The DJ Pope man out there who doesn't see the value of MIA here. We're gonna spin something for him and shock him and rock him. MIA, pretty cool underground revolutionary artist who still has lots of respect from revolutionary counterinsurgency anti-Bush crew. Look, I do this every Thursday. It's almost 11 o'clock. The next DJ's coming in. If you like what you're hearing, check it out online. FuriousG.blogspot. That's where I post all my old shows. So you can see an archive there. Also, more importantly, you can check out what this station's all about. Community-based radio at communityradio.coop. And you'll learn all about our station. You can actually sign up to be a DJ. That's what free radio is all about, y'all. That's why we used to call it free radio before there was LPFM licenses. And why people still broadcast without licenses, because ultimately free radio is just that. It's free and it's radio. And it's pretty much unstoppable. That's why they license micropirate radio. Why today you're listening or you are online or you're doing whatever it takes to tune out that commercial fuzz in your ears on the other parts of the dial. So that's why they call this the Furious George Show. I do it all the time, and I'll just kind of wind down here with this MIA song. We like to just kind of have a little fun instead of making fun of, Miss America and Palin and Cohen. So if you like what you're hearing, we'll be back next Thursday. I'm Furious George. This is Community Based Radio, WCOM.
Director Khan. Oh, how come you didn't confront the Iranians yet in his nuclear ambitions?
Homemade lanterns, somewhere in the Amazon, they're holding me ransom. my day to a shade raindrops that turned into lakes. Body start imagining the lines go gray. Now I'm looking at him thinking maybe he's okay. And it's time to add to became my day to a shade raindrops that turned into lakes.